The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Joe Nichols coming to town for Boats and Boots. It's part of the new tradition of the Port Huron to Mackinac race, race week, all kinds of fun stuff goes on. Scott Chigley, this has been quite an endeavor to plan, hasn't it?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's been like we had a one-year hiatus last year, and I kind of felt like, you know, a little relief, as goofy as that sounds.
No, but, I think everybody felt that last year in some way, shape, or form at some point. It was like, oh, man, we can't do this thing. We can't go to this place. Okay, well, we all stay home and relax then.
Right, yeah. But, you know, it's funny because, like, once it got to the time when you would normally do it, and you know, you see all the businesses downtown and around our area that benefit when people come to town.
Yeah.
And you really realize, you're like, look, you know, we got to do this stuff, and it's fun. And it is there. It is fun. It is good. And I hope people come down, and I hope they have an amazing time. We actually have been working really hard with the city of Port Huron. I mean, those guys, James Freed, Cynthia Cutright, Rob Churchill, you know, Natasha Hayden, man. I mean, they all have been so super helpful to me. You know, if we didn't do it, you know, it probably wouldn't get done.
Yeah.
And those guys have been terrific to work with. And we worked out a way where, you know, if people want to come down, we've got a VIP section. It's a ticketed section that's going to be close to the stage. So there's, you know, if that's important to people, they can do that. But worked it out so that we could allow to bring some really top acts in and be able to allow people to come down for free.
Yeah. And let's clarify that and make sure everybody understands this is a free concert, because yes, you can buy tickets.
Sure.
That guarantee you a spot in the VIP section, but you don't have to have tickets.
You don't, no. So like, that was one of the things that James and I talked about. I mean, because we wanted to, we really were duplicating costs in a lot of areas where, you know, staging and sound is not cheap. I mean, and I'll tell you, there's a reason why radio stations aren't in the concert business. You know, I mean, our primary function usually is just that, well, hey, yeah, we'll advertise it for you, but we're not actually putting them on. It's just because there's a lot of moving parts in it, and there's so many different things that you got to do. And so what we decided to do was just to consolidate the footprint and just really try to bring a really cool event to a small, you know, a smaller space, but then just give as many people access as possible. And so that's what we're going to do, you know, and I think people are going to really like it. I think there's a big demand for live music again. I know, I don't know about you, but I mean, I've just, it's the one of the things. I mean, there's so many things that we missed, you know, coming through COVID, but one of them certainly was the ability to go watch live music and, you know, just see entertainment. And I think people are going to really have a great time. I mean, tomorrow night, I mean, Joe Nichols is one of those artists, country artists, that he'll sing a bunch of songs that people will be like, oh, you know, like, I didn't know that guy did that song.
Right.
You know?
Well, like that one I just played, you know, everybody knows that song. It's,
sure.
Oh, that's Joe Nichols. Okay. Yeah, he's one of those artists that had so many hits.
Exactly. You know, and those are fun ones to have because, you know, people are going to have a good time. And then, you know, it was funny. I was, so we've got our sister station, The Hills, too, and I do some, the voice on that for the last year. Like, sorry to everybody that's been listening to The Hills for the last year. But, you know, that was all COVID related. Like, got to make it happen. But we're bringing a band in that we play on that station. It's called Them Cooley Boys, and they're out of Minnesota. They've got a really cool bluegrass sound. I think people are gonna really, really like them. And there's a lot of artists that we play there that don't get played elsewhere. I think people are going to enjoy. So, you know, definitely come down for that. We're going to open it up down there about 5 o'clock. So if you want to come down and just hang out and, you know, have a beverage, maybe grab a little bit of food ahead of time, you can absolutely do that. Same thing for Friday night. We got Drake White coming in, and he was here. Gosh, when did we have him? It was probably like 5 years ago.
I was going to say about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
He was a big hit.
He was great, man. Yeah. I mean, and what a really good musician. His band was awesome. And a really good guy. You know, country artists, man, I always tell people, I'm like, they're the hockey players of the entertainment world.
Yeah.
You know, you run into a hockey player, they're always like super gracious to the fans for the most part, you know, and country artists are kind of the same way.
Just happy to be here.
Yeah, they're happy to be here. They appreciate their fans. Drake White's one of those guys too. And then Gasoline Gypsies, you know, they're opening up. If you haven't seen those guys in a while, let me tell you, man, they, right before COVID, they were starting to really get some traction in like down in the southeast part of the country, mm-hmm. Getting some radio airplay down there. And, you know, just like any band, I think that they just, you know, it's hard work, man. I mean, you're on the road a lot, playing in places that you never thought you'd end up playing in, but they are really good. They are a tight band. Caleb and those guys have done a terrific job. I think people are going to really enjoy seeing them too.
Yeah, it'll be good. That's on Friday. They picked up a following that's beyond Port Huron, beyond Michigan. Like you said, they're really starting to gain traction.
Oh yeah, you know, and when they're from your town, you know, you're just super proud of those guys, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's like I said, it's a lot of hard work and. It's fun to watch, you know, and see those guys, you know, kind of branch out. But, they kind of got everybody, you know, got sidelined for like the last 16 to 18 months. And so now it's just about how do you, you know, reboot that momentum, you know, going forward. And I think I have no doubt that they'll be able to do that. But, it's fun to watch. So, they won like two Detroit Music Awards for like best rock artists, you know, so we're a rock band. So it's like, you know, it's not like Detroit's not known for music,
right.
You know? So that's very, very cool. And we're looking forward to it. You know, people, like I said, they can start coming down, you know, if they want to come down around 5 o'clock or so, we'll have, you know, the beverage tents open. And, you know, if people just want to hang out and just so you know, too, Paul, they can bring chairs. So if you want to bring, you know, if you want to bring a tailgate chair with you, go right ahead. No big deal. And then we'll also have some music after. So the headliners get done at like 10:30, which, you know, I mean, based on past history during boat week, that can be a little early, I guess, but, we're going to have, Ultimate Sounds is going to just be playing music down there from the stage, for the next few hours, even after that. So if people want to hang out, they
keep the party going.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just, hey, let's just have a good time. You know, I think everybody will behave and it'll be fun. You know, I had my meeting with the police chief Platzer, and he's like, you know, he's great. He's just like, yeah, you know, people are going to have fun. It's going to be good. They're looking forward to it too. So, you know, a lot of pent up, I guess, wanting to get out. I mean, today, like, you know, I'm thinking about the parade today. Right. And all those times when, you know, walk downtown and I feel like today might just be like the first family reunion of Port Huron that we've had.
I think so. I think, you know, it's been coming. You've seen people out and about a lot this summer, but this is going to be the big gathering that we've been looking forward to. And the weather's going to be great too.
Weather looks good. Don't.
I shouldn't have said it.
Man, there's no wood to knock on in this room, man. I'm looking around right now. Where can I find that? But yeah, no, it looks really good at this point right now, which is always the big factor that I literally have no control over. Yeah. So that's good. But I also want to say thanks to you. We have, it's not just the city of Port Huron, but it doesn't happen where we can offer the free admittance without some really significant partnerships in our community. And I just want to, there's a few of them that I just really want to point out that were really big in making it happen. And that's Liuna Local 1075, the union. Those guys, always, like, if we've got something, a crazy idea that we want to try and do to, you know, help our community, they're always on board. Enbridge is another one. You know, McLaren Port Huron, they you know, I was joking with them the other day. I'm like, yeah, it seems like every time there's something big, and like it's like, okay, well, what's the radio station going to do? What's McLaren going to do? And they always step up as well. And then bluewater.org, and then hey man, Bud Light sponsoring the national stage. So if you got, you know, if you don't have Bud Light, then I guess it's probably not a legit concert in the first place.
Gonna be a lot of fun Thursday and Friday. Boats and Boots in downtown Port Huron in the Quay Street parking lot, right by the Zebra Bar. Great place for a show with all the boats and the water. And I can't wait. It's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be good, man. And it's almost like any like big event you plan. I feel like it's going to be a nice, I really am looking forward to it, but I'm also really looking forward to Saturday morning.
I bet you are. I mean, watch all those boats go by.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Scott, for coming. Appreciate it very much. Scott Chigley, our general manager here at Radio First. 10 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Let's check in with Caleb Gordon and see what's happening in our news headlines this morning.